Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
Welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. I'm your hostess for this evening, Sandy Rogers, and I get so excited every Tuesday because I get to present the most absolutely outstanding experts as my guests each week. They're just incredible, awesome individuals. And so I thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness. And I appreciate you being with us. And, you know, there's a couple of things that we do before we get ready for the show, before we actually start the show. And so the first thing that we do is we give thanks to our ancestors for being with us at all times, but especially on Tuesdays, as we discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open setting. You know, they're kind of whispered about in the corner, but our ancestors give us strength on Tuesdays, say it out loud and be very mindful in spreading the knowledge with the universe. So, yeah. Our ancestors are so powerful. So we stand on the shoulders of for strength with our ancestors, and we trust that they got our backs as we move forward in this world. So ancestors, we love you now, and we love you forever. Ashe, ashe. So next we do a daily inspirational message that you can find at revsandy.wordpress.com. It's something that I do. They're non-denominational. They just speak to life in general. So the message that I chose for today is called I Remember. Ooh, today I remember who I am. I am amazing. I am incredible. I am abundantly gifted. I am prosperous. I am a unique being. I am a glorious spirit seeking to add beauty to all of life. I am filled with love and compassion, forgiveness and harmony, peace and justice, wisdom and understanding, clarity and discernment. I am a child of God. I am free. I am free to fully express who I am. I give myself permission to release the stranglehold of lack and limitation. I am gifted and wise. I am articulate and powerful. I remember. I am amazing. And again, you can find that at revsandy.wordpress.com. They come out automatically to your emails. Very early in the morning, so it would be there when you wake up. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So today, our show is New Life, New Lives, New Life, New Lives Part 2 with M. Safari Jordan Bay, because she had so much last month to share with us, and we wanted to bring her on so that she can continue with sharing the knowledge that she has. And so we're going to make sure that she has time to tell the rest of her message. And in the beginning, I'm going to do just a little recap of the points that I wrote down. I took 2 pages of notes. She is just incredible, and you guys will absolutely love her. Audience, you are invited to be a part of the discussion. All comments are welcomed, and every voice is allowed to be heard. But we really would ask you to refrain from any foul, profane, or vulgar language, because otherwise you'll be disconnected from the show. So our caller number here is 516-531-9819, and you would just simply press 1 on your dial to alert us that you want to talk live on air with us. And, man, it's going to be on like popcorn tonight. So, look, this thing is more than what we know. And so you can always go back and listen to any of the rebroadcasts, and that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and Rogers is with a D, so it's SandyRogers. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to listen to a recap of what M. Safari shared with us last month, and we're going to get right into the show. So I know you guys are excited. I know I am. So let's take a quick music break, and we'll be right back.
All of my way.
And of course, that was Gladys Knight and the Pips. So make yours a happy home. And, you know, even if that home only consists of one person, that's sufficient to still make it a happy home. And so, you know, we got to give credence to all of what we do and be responsible for what we do. So welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. And one more time, you're welcome to call and chat on the air with us at 516-531-9819. You press 1 to signal you want to speak live on air with us. And so I'm going to share a little bit of the notes that I took with M Safari last month, and I'll give you a glimpse of what I captured her saying. And then we're going to invite M Safari to the microphone and have her to share the rest of her knowledge. So last month, M Safari told us about how she got started in the wellness arena, and that was because her budget wouldn't allow her to purchase meat, and so she had to learn a new way of feeding her children and feeding herself, and so she learned a new health pattern, new health modality in eating, and which led to just, you know, of course, a higher quality of life and living. And this was a quote that I just absolutely love. She said, "Breathe deep enough to reach spirit. Breathe deep enough to reach spirit." And she said, when we wake up, we need to give reverence to our body and our organs. We need to celebrate them working and operating correctly as they're supposed to. And when we talk about a holistic or a wellness paradigm, that would be our spirituality, our mental, and our physical state. And she said the reason why we have allergies is because we're eating, we're consuming fake foods. She said intermittent fasting gives your body a chance to rest, clean, and flow, and that we must eat before 6 p.m. so that our body can digest our food properly. And then she gave us various tips on what to use and how to eat, like lettuce brings down blood pressure, and hay fever and allergies can be treated with kale, mustard, or spinach, you know, the greens, and lemon, lime, and mango. And you would, anyway, she gave us all these different situations and told us how to do it. She gave us a recipe how to make nut meat and a lot of different things. So if you did not hear live the show from last month, I would encourage you to go back, and again, you can get the replay at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and that's R-O-D-G-E-R-S, so S-A-N-D-Y-R-O-D-G-E-R-S. I'm so excited. You know, in the beginning, I was just kind of missing words and doing all of that. It's because I'm so excited to have this queen back with us tonight, so that she can go deeper into exactly what she does as her service to humanity and to make life better for all of us. So it is with such a great deal of pleasure and honor that I welcome M Safari Jordan Bay to the show. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you so much for inviting me again. I really appreciate it. And it has strengthened me in more than I can say in enjoying the things I do with health and wellness, as well as a few other things that I'm learning to enjoy this present life that I'm living. So thank you so much again. I want to say I would like to thank all of my friends who are on the air, and I want to start by first saying I apologize if you received the notice of this blog radio talk show after 9:30 p.m. It was set to, yes, it was definitely set to send out the announcement for tonight's blog radio talk at 10:30 this morning. And I have found that a couple people received it last night. However, we'll go forward with that. So as Sandy said, last month we talked about, first of all, the name of my name of my company is New Life, New Lives Services, Inc. That's NEWLIFE, NEWLIVES, New Lives, New Life, New Lives. And so, as Sandy has reiterated, we kind of started this journey back in the 70s when I realized that the financial budget in my family was kind of on the decrease, and we needed to eat, and I needed to do the things that a mother does for her children and survive. So it basically started just with fruits and vegetables and juices, and then grains became knowledgeable, and the recipes and the diet started. And it's been an interesting journey, and I find today presently the journey is increasing, and I'm enjoying the journey. Started out in, I guess, in the late 70s, talking with friends and family, and just expanding, and more the knowledge became pretty fluent. In 2009, 2010, I decided I would seek further formal education, and I became a certified natural health professional. And it was intriguing, and I'm still journeying with it. Taught me about nutrition. It taught me about wellness and parts of the chemistry, the anatomy, raw foods. It's just a wealth of knowledge, and it taught me a lot about me as a person, how my internal organs function. So, Sandy, where should I start at? You brought up some interesting things.
You're doing good. Just keep it flowing.
Okay, so one of the things that is what we do is we are we basically like to talk about the health and nutrition and the health and wellness to empower people to provide quality health for their personal personal livelihood, for their family. And educating the clients and the people in terms of workshops go in a very vast consulting category, where sometimes people know things about how to eat but won't utilize those things. And my example for that is you may be craving fried foods, or let's say fried chicken, but your body really doesn't need the fried food. It's really craving for nutritional oil. You know, for example, most people who are conscious about food know avocados are a great oil for the body, great fat oil. So there's good oils, and then there's the not so enriched oils that clog the pores, that clog the organs. And so foods like avocado, foods like, but foods like leafy greens, foods like fruit, kiwi, grapefruit. Not everyone can eat grapefruit, but still in all, that is the alkaline going towards more towards alkaline and acidity. Now, acidities are foods that are mostly hot foods, like hot peppers, mustard greens, turnip greens. Smooth, cold foods or nightshade foods might be like cucumbers. Then again, we have also the green beans. We have the squashes, the zucchini, you know. And our body craves those things, that because the nutrients in these types of foods give you energy. It gives you the electricity that your electrons and protons are requiring. So that is the major part that we talked about in last month, was the digestive system and how important it is and how it feeds the cells in your body, how it makes you vibrate, and how to digest food, which is important. So bringing up to part this month, I would like to talk a little different and corresponding with how to keep your body in health in terms of being ready for any incident that may occur that you may need CPR. So CPR is basically a cardiopulmonary resuscitation, meaning the emergency procedure that compensates or combines compression with artificial ventilation. If you happen to see someone that's having a stroke or hit by a car or just collapsing, that is a vital part of how we can assist people. And as I talk about that, I'll go into some details that will follow up for what we talked about last week. So with CPR, it's one of the classes that I teach as an instructor for a certificate for 2 years with the American Heart Association. And it's my pet, because each family member needs to know how to do that. It unifies the family and restores a spontaneous emergency that we all sometimes experience. So with that in mind, this is a need for us to know. So you say, why do we need to know that, Insafir? Well, this is the fall of the year coming in. Children are going back to school. People are returning from vacation, family reunions, the weddings, and all kind of events, and from traveling from abroad and near home. Most accidents have a statistical rate of a 10 to 5 mile radius of being home before they end the event of an accident. And so, and even if it's not a car accident, it could be something in the home, a cooking accident. It could be someone falling. CPR includes first aid. It includes basic life survival skills. And this, I think every member of the family should know. Parents, grandparents, children, the entire network of families. So the question may seem, why? It saves lives. And lives present a matter of unity. It also represents preventive measures to survival. Some of those survivals, as I mentioned, are personal and confidential. Not everybody can be a part of that. But those who are in the household that we live in should be. So, although I mentioned parents, grandparents, children, family, friends, I didn't mention doctors. because we know doctors, nurses, the professional health field know CPR. They know ACL, the basic the skills to keep us going on. And Sandy, feel free to jump in and ask a question or whatever as I go along, you know?
Sure.
The thing is that when we know how to do compressions to send the blood flow, once the heart stops, the blood stops flowing to the brain, which is the oxygen and the fluid, which is vital to us. We need to have brain and heart flowing together. And once, it only takes about 3 to 6 seconds for the blood to stop, which creates several things, a heart attack, stroke, or paralysis. And that, in turn, will give us a matter of survival between life and death. It also creates a better survival technique for people for when emerge for paraprofessionals in the medical field to arrive to assist us or to assist someone to go to the medical hospitals or units that they need to be in once they arrive at a medical facility. So that in turn gives us a feel of confidence because there's several things learning. And the class is only 2.5 hours. It's not a difficult class. You meet other people who are interested, who have the same livelihood as you, the same family dynamics that you may have, and you become equipped to do what anyone could do in a medical field. So now, the other thing, it gives you a understanding of how your anatomy and your body works, and that is in terms of that's in terms of being able to understand the dark vehicle of your organs because there's no light in the body, and the fluency of how organs work is amazing. When our God or our Creator made the body, He made an awesome, awesome vehicle that man really don't understand. We're able to study different parts of the body. We're able to visualize it. We're able to draw artistic pictures, but actually, and even take x-rays, you know.
Right.
But can we
right.
actually really see it? Do we actually know that's how it's really working? And so understanding what's on the left side of the body versus what's on the right side, and I think most people, we take it for granted. What would you say, Sandy?
What's on the left and what's on the right?
On the right. We say our heart is on the left side or the right side, you know?
On the left side, because we put our right hand over it.
Right. But it's actually the ventricle that's pumping the blood, you know? I always say my heart is in the center of my chest, but it really isn't. It leans more towards the left. It does,
okay.
You know?
And I know the liver is on the right side, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, the liver, the pancreas, and the lungs, you know. It's interesting because even though we think we know, but sometimes we're capable of forgetting.
Yes.
But the most
yes.
important part is knowing that we need to be conscientious of what is going on in our body. Because
right.
although we may have a pain on the left side, the pain actually may be generating from the right side.
Exactly.
It's just all about the blood flow, you know. And so classes for CPR are forming, and they fill up quickly. And I'm recommending that each family go with a CPR class, if not with me, with someone. Because our economy and our society is moving so fast, and things are happening so quickly, you know. respiratory effect with stroke, heart attacks, and sprains and various things don't always happen to adults. They happen to children too.
Mm-hmm.
Even saving an infant's life, you know. I was given the internet 2 weeks ago, and a lady and her husband were speeding to the emergency room because their infant baby had stopped breathing. And so an officer seen them speeding, and he stopped them. And he says, "My baby stopped breathing." And the officer right there on the spot took two fingers and just tap, tap, tap into the baby's heartbeat.
Yeah. You know, I took, see, it was required, CPR training when I was working for Pacific Bell Telephone Company in California, because I worked directly with the public. And so that,
right.
You know, if there were any incident and the people, the customers that were coming in, you know, that I would be able and trained to help them. And so what you're explaining now gives it such a whole new meaning and power behind it, because it is something that families do need to know how to do, even if it's just one person. But I like your suggestion of, you know, more than one. But, you know, like one person knowing what to do in case there's an emergency within the house. And we also learned about babies, you know, doing them too. And the fire department, they do trainings around the city, around the nation. You know, different fire departments do that too. So I would highly recommend it.
Right. It's very ironic that, you know, even though schools are back in session, that the teachers, a lot of teachers don't know how to do that. And now
really?
Wait for the nurse to come, to come from the first floor or wherever, whatever part of the building that she's in to get to a child may not be the most significant thing. You know, because
now it seems like that would be required of the teachers.
But most school systems don't. No,
wow.
You know, if a teacher teachers know, it's exceptional, but that is not required, you know, and a lot of the even, and I believe, I'm not quite sure here, but I know when my youngest daughter took dance classes, her instructors, all of them had CPR, and that was a emphasis of why I selected the school that she went to, and because there are incidents where children fall out. You know, matter of fact, there was a situation. Excuse me, my teeth fell out. There was an incident where a young lady here back this summer, I believe, was on the track field, and she transitioned. And I don't know for sure if anybody gave her or was knowledgeable of CPR
at that particular
situation, you know. But it's
I think it's kind of common.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my grandson passed out when he was doing football in high school. And I know that his was from dehydration, because that was when, you know, like everybody, the parents, the coaches, just everybody thought that, you know, Gatorade had all the electrolytes and all of that stuff that your body needed. And he wasn't drinking water. And I had been telling him, no, you need water. You don't need that stuff. And when he went to the doctor, that's what the doctor told him, you know, like, no, you know, that stuff ain't quite what it's cracked up to be. So you need to drink a gallon of water a day. And once he did that, he was fine. But he was completely dehydrated. And so just like you're saying, you know, I don't know if any one of the personnel out there on the football field, if they knew CPR. So I'm just assuming that people need to know how to do that when they're working around children. That's amazing to me.
I know daycare centers are responsible to have CPR. That I know. I realize that as an important factor. The other thing, too, is like the weather now is very hot, the temperatures are swelling, you know, and so our seniors need a lot of dehydration, which is important, which is extremely important, you know. And it's a good thing also because you inhale and lighten the electrolytes in the body, which is extremely important, you know. And by electrolytes, that's the electricity that we all are here. And being a spirit, we need those types of food.
M. Safar, you are a little muted. Can't hear you, you know, like loud and clear. I hear you, but not loud and clear. So.
Thank you. Is this better?
Yes, somewhat, yes.
Okay. And so, one of the things that I started talking about that we'll go back and forth with last month was the foods that we eat versus the foods versus the foods that are not as alkaline and acidic. So alkaline is kind of soothing, and more water, or kind of like might say that I'm sick. So like green beans, you know. Herbs and spices like honeydew, fruits, grapes, lettuce, lime, those are more watery foods that will help the body stay hydrated, that recharges the cells, that ignites electrolytes in our body, which we need. And so when we have enough electrolytes,
hear you now. We can hear you because that had gotten really soft. So
muffled.
It's the sound quality is a lot better now.
Okay, great, great. So I'll repeat. So I had said before is that we'll go back and forth from last month, some of the topics to this present topic with the CPR, and I just want to hit a few points that help the family as a whole to. Enhance as we move forward into the next season. So, I was saying like electrolyte foods that are cooling and soothing that give more energy or water salutate is like apples, apple cider, asparagus, you know, blackberries. Blueberries, which are good to help the body regenerate. So, like, as it is now with the swelling hot weather, our seniors need a lot of hydrate, as we all do, because today I was out in the heat, and I came in, and I was just, I think I must have drank almost a half a gallon of water. So that helps when we do have incidents. Connecting with the CPR and knowing how to do the CPR and knowing the anatomy of the body helps us regenerate in our restoration and recuperating and restoring back to physical health. So that is another thing that I want to talk. And so moving forward, the other things that we talked about was I believe, how can we help keeping our bodies healthy and what foods are good, okay? I believe one of the things that most people do when they eat is they will eat meat with starches. That's just typical, I believe. I kind of take it for typical. I don't eat meat anymore, and so, like, I eat plant-based. And a lot of times, most of my friends who are eating plant-based have a variety of plant foods, vegetables, grains, nuts, and whatnot, which gives the body a light feeling and a feeling that you can digest and not always feel bloated, you know. And once again, it's important the time and the hours that we eat. Most plant-based people eat during the time that the sun is up. and which is excellent, because when the sun goes down, so does the body. The body is ready to retire and start to detox and cleanse. It's ready to retrieve the energy, and it's ready to detox the next day. Of course, we are detoxing all throughout the day, and the skin is the biggest part of detoxification. And the detoxing of our upper intestines to our lower intestines, you know, and how do we cleanse from all of that? Well, several different ways. Some people may do a hydrotherapy. Some people may do a cleansing through a clay or a supplement or a pill or something. But the most important thing is cleansing through that is not just a one-day process. It is not
exactly a
one-week process. It
right.
is, I would say, a good cleanse would be maybe 90 days. Now, when you say 90 days, not straight 90 days just going to the bathroom. Typically and respectably to your internal organs, okay, 2 weeks. Give a week of rest. You know, change your diet, change your eating habits. Maybe you might eat less meat or no meat. Maybe you'll do fruit for a whole week and then vegetables for the second week, which gives your body time to rest and restore. Less time for your body to build up stress and anxiety and collapse, you know. Maybe you might do a water or juice diet, you know. And they're wonderful. I mean, I have did a juice diet basically on vegetables, just juiced vegetables, you know. I have did a juice diet on fruit, you know, which I still am still hungry. But even if I did, my water supplies the extra minerals that I need, you know. And naturally, if you're going to do a cleansing diet, it does take time because when you first start, you have the sensation of you always want to chew something, or you have that particular seasoning or that particular taste, and you're kind of pulling away, so you're giving your body time, and you're giving your brain time to cleanse and restore and calm down, you know. So all of these are highly advantageous to a healthy, holistic mindset and body, and a working body.
Yeah. We have a caller.
Let's
take the call. It's 678-770. Would you give us your name and your comment, concern, question? Caller on 678-770. Okay, maybe they hit one by mistake. So if you put your phone on mute, you can take it off now so we can hear you. We can't hear you.
So, and
we'll
then,
keep going.
Okay, yes. So the cleansing of the body. Some people like the fast. I know we're just coming out of the Eid for a lot of people who observe the Eid. And
The Eid.
It's a Muslim celebration.
Okay.
And it's the time where you're praying and you're fasting and you're quiet, which is excellent, you know, and the body needs that. The mind needs that because that's how the body needs rest. We do get rest depending on how we feng shui our time and our bed hours and hours of sleep versus the quality of sleep the quality of quiet time, the quality of meditation time, the quality of putting it all together and being at oneness with the universe and at oneness with the Father or with the Creator, you know. And this is our duty, that duty and obligation that we should have to ourselves, you know, to take care of what we are responsible to do, and that is to take care of the body and take care of our land, and not really being sarcastic, what's left of our land, because man is just taking and building and destroying the natural resources that we have. Can you hear me? Am I clear still?
I can. You, insofar, would you say that cleansing and fasting and I want to call it purifying, but making a positive difference on the body also would help with the amount of time that we spend with these electronic devices like the phones and the the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi and the EMFs being transmitted to our bodies? Would you think, what's your opinion on how the fast would affect cleansing your body of that type of radiation and toxins coming into your system?
Actually, that is so astringent nowadays that we need to do that, because with this 5GK that's coming in, it is really going to deplete a lot of our natural electrolytes and energies and enzymes that are natural in our body, because it's high tech, it's artificial, and it's not the most healthiest thing. One of the things that I'm studying and that I am becoming more familiar with myself is, how does this affect me?
Right.
Okay. At night, I generally turn off everything. There is no Bluetooth, there's no blue light, there's no infrared, there's no radio going, there's no TV going, because all of that pulls the light energy out of you. Even in our food, it has effect. And that's why so many people have changed their dietary law to eating plant-based or fasting once a week without a spiritual belief, because it regenerates you. It puts you in oneness in your body, you know. It puts you in the oneness of the universe and with your Creator, because we were designed to be creative. We were designed to be spiritual. We are more spirit than we're more breath and spirit than we are flesh. And so with this new technology and all of this electronics going on, it is depleting. Actually, it is taking, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, is that a lot of it is depleting the youth from having a normal, common thinking pattern. They work. They do everything on the computer. They play games. They have conversations.
That's
There's
true.
No really,
That's true.
Really no communication with one. Even people in the same household, one could be in the same room and they're texting to each other.
Exactly.
And the children are playing games and texting.
Mhm.
You know.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. But it's not cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I appreciate your advice that you're giving on that. So I have a desktop in my bedroom that at one point I always turned it off every night without fail. It went off. And I haven't been doing that lately. I'll leave it on, And I'm breaking my habit right now of going to sleep by the tablet or the laptop, and it eventually goes off. But I need to stop that as well. And then I remember reading somewhere about putting your phone in another room. So, you know, if you don't turn it off, to put it in another room so that you're not affected by the radiation that comes out of it. So I will get back I will get back to those rituals or those habits, because
and it's,
go ahead.
It's very advantageous, too, because the body never gets in its natural state. And so when the body is not in its natural state of resting, it gets partial renewal, because each part of our organs have a detox moment of restoring in our state of unconscious rest.
Right, right.
You know, and so when we awaken, we should really feel refreshed. Now, like some people, for myself, I have created a bedtime for myself, a preparation time to go to bed. And once I lay down, it doesn't mean I need to go to sleep, but it simply means I need to rest, preparing to go to sleep. And so when I wake up, that everything or every organ is prepared to function properly. Of course, we got to consider the fact that our bodies have been high functioning for years improperly until we have found or learned a better way, or until our bodies have just crashed on us and said to us, we cannot do the same things that we did last year this time, or it has crashed to the point that it has to be repaired by surgery, or it's just hanging in the wings to function the best of its ability because it's pulling on other organs. And once again, it still stems back to almost CPR. When I say CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, the whole body goes through a resuscitation. Because if you're not eating properly, and for example, if you're eating, I'm going to use myself as an example. If I'm eating fast food like chicken 7 days a week, 30 days, and 120 days out of 12 months, what is my body saying? It is not detoxing naturally. I'm not eliminating, because what goes in the mouth, as I said, has to come out somewhere, and if it doesn't come out, it's stuck.
Exactly.
The intestines alone is 22 feet long, and they have walls, and those walls release, they push down consistently as we get up and eat every day. So we do have people that have a third shift work occupation. And they are eating probably in the hours that their body is saying, I want to rest. It's the livelihood. Using that as an example to someone who has a day shift and comes home and eats at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night and then get up in the morning and eat at 7 o'clock, where is the restoration for the body to detox totally, to empty out the lower intestines from the upper intestines? And if I'm eating chicken 6 months, 7 days a week, 120 days plus, where does that go? It cannot eliminate. For me alone in the body, it takes at least approximately 48 hours to digest. 48 hours.
And some and depending of it takes on 72.
That's what I was about to say. You're so precise.
Okay.
Versus where I can eat a bowl of fruit that's going to digest in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Versus vegetables that will digest in 35 to 40 minutes. So if I'm eating at 8 o'clock at night and going to sleep at 9, 10 o'clock and getting up at 6, 7 and starting all over eating, where is my digestive system? Where is it going? So that's the essential part, you know, and then the chemistry of the food with the chemistry of our body. We're doing a lot better as we have come a long ways from the mid 19th century to the 21st century. But we have to work through all of that to get to a healthy, functioning body and to live to its optimum, fullest. And so, and there's so many other factors, but simple, explicit eating will take us so far. That gives us strength, that gives the brain time to function, that gives the heart time to pump fluid, blood, for the cells to regenerate. And as we fast and as we cleanse, it just makes us feel better, even if we do have a chronic illness.
Whew, thank you for that, ma'am. Thank you. Audience, it's your time to call in if you'd like. If you're already called in, just push 1 on your dial to let us know you want to talk with us. Otherwise, the call-in number here is 516-531-9819. I'll tell you, this is heavy tonight. I hope you guys are getting it. I know that I am guilty of not turning off all electronics and Wi-Fi equipment. So I must start today, right now, in making sure that everything is turned off, and I really appreciate that. So we've got a couple of callers. The first one is area code 862-215. You want to give us your name and your addition to the conversation?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Hi. How are you?
This is Sydney.
Hi, Sydney.
This is your Sydney granny. And I have a two-part question.
Yes.
Right. So you was talking about, like, the resting and eating and the time frames or the time stamps on what you would advise to do. But what do you do when you work a strenuous work schedule? So, like, when I used to work night shift on 4 to 5 hour days, it's kind of hard to try to eat before or eat around 6, work a full 12-hour shift, and then not really indulge too much in the food later. So, like, what's your opinions on that or your suggestions? And then I also wanted to touch base on, you were talking about detoxing of the body. I didn't hear you mention anything about, like, juicers or shakes. And per our past experience, you were pretty adamant on that from my memory growing up. So have you, like, excluded that altogether? Or do you think that is still something important to kind of make a part of your regimen?
Okay, let me answer the first part of your question. For a work schedule, I think it's important for one to make a decision, to make a solid decision that they will feed their body. And a work schedule where you're working nights, it's difficult at times, but it is possible is to make a menu of the foods that you like and shop. Take time and go shopping and prepare those foods that you don't have to come in and prepare food daily. So you may, for a suggestion, I don't know how people do it, but I know it's done, is to cook maybe two meals and eat off those two meals. And for 2 days or 3 days, however days they last, and then prepare another meal so that you never have to come in and eat. Now, small meals are great. And so it's almost like grazing, really, because you never, some jobs people get a chance to have a full half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour, and they can sit down and eat. Some jobs, maybe 30 minutes. But it's important to consider in shopping, preparing your food, taking it with you in small sizes or in a container where you can eat one good solid meal. So the other thing with that is it's important to include fruit and snacks. Now, your snacks could be nuts, your snacks could be fruit, or your snacks could be whatever, you know, but a small portion so that you can always kind of munch in between where you're never hungry. That's extremely important because in working those hours, 12 hours, you're depleting a lot of energy. You're using a lot of brain cells, too. Your serotonin is constantly going. And that's the main part of the brain, of the hypothalamus. It's really important to keep that energized and set. The second part of your question is detoxing.
Yes.
There's several ways you can detox. There's several things on the market that can detox. Some people can drink coffee and it will flush them. Some people can drink milk. Some people can eat ice cream. But the thing about detoxing is you want to detox properly, and you want to start slow and build up where you can build it to a consistent detox where you know that you're feeling vibrant, energy-wise, you're not tired, you're not sluggish, you're not grumpy or moody, but you're even balanced that you have enough energy to get through the day at work or whatever you have to do and still be able to come home and say, oh, I had a good day. I can do this. I can go out. I can go visit. You know, where you have a balance, which is extremely important. And so I think you had, am I answering your question?
Well, you answered partially on the detox portion and went a little in depth there. However, I was trying to see if juicing would be a good way to detox. And then I know in the past you were my grandmother who safely had that shake or protein in the morning. And I didn't hear you mention that at all. So I was a little curious as, do you still do that?
Okay.
And or, you know.
Yes. So one of the great ways of a natural detox is fruit and juice, a blend of juices. One of the things is, which is common, most people have grasped and taken on pretty much strongly, is lemon water. Lemon and water, room temperature, is a good alkaline for the body. It will draw a lot of mucus. It will draw your balancing of your enzymes and your alkalines and your acidity in balance. That's a good one. You can also do, for a cleanser, grapefruit, oranges, lemons, or limes, with a pinch of garlic or horseradish and some grapefruit. That's a good cleanse. You can also drink alkaline water all throughout the day. That also balances your pH. It also helps cleanse you. And that's a morning cleansing but it also can go throughout the day. Excuse me. That fruit in the morning brings you into a natural cleanse. That's what I've done, and kind of did it with my my children as I was growing up. When I say growing up, we all grew up together. So that was a natural cleanse. Yes, that's a natural cleanse. However, there are other cleanses that I don't want to really get into because people may not actually cleanse for someone else. There's metabolism or, you know, but fruits and juices are excellent. Anything that is acidity will help cleanse you naturally, and it will also create a elimination through the upper and lower intestine. Okay.
And there's been quite a few people that have done juice fasts, and they can be very effective. And they can do the juices all throughout the day. Yeah. So are you good, Sydney, on that? And thank you for asking the questions.
I am. Yeah.
All right. We're going to stay on.
Thank you, ladies.
We're going to go to our next caller here. 973-204. Give us your name and what you have to add to the conversation, please.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
You may need to unmute your phone.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi. This is Olga from New Jersey. I was just
calling
to thank you for this program. This is a very enlightening program. And I have to get back into the habit of turning off all my electronics at night. And because I'm guilty of leaving them on or even having them near me because I've been able to get up naturally without the alarm. So I just need to just turn it off and just rely on my total body instincts of getting up.
And it also strengthens you too, Olga. It gives you a zap of more energy because your radius, your natural radius in your body, your wake-up natural radius comes to the core of you and just gently soothes you to arise. You know, I don't have alarm to wake up, but when I do, when I do slip and leave the radio plugged in, I toss and turn. So, you know, when I look around, I feel like, what am I supposed to turn? I have nothing stressing me out. I don't have anything that I'm overly concerned about or worrying, quote unquote. And I look around and I say, oh, no, you got to unplug. Years ago, I lived in D.C. area, and I decided to just have a sleeping bedroom. That meant I took out the lawn clock, I took out the radio, I took out everything except for a lamp, because I was accustomed to sleeping with books in the bed with me. I did the reading, I did the writing, I paid the bills in the bed, you name it. The bed was like the desk. And so when I cleared all of that away and just had the bed, the lamp, and the dresser in the bedroom, it was like a total difference. I could hear the birds when they started chirping at sunrise and daybreak. And it was a total difference.
Yeah. And it does make a difference when you do let your body attune to the natural sunrise, the natural state of the universe, because, you know, it makes a whole big difference in your day.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Yeah, so I really appreciate this program. So I really thank you all for doing this, and I look forward to hearing more.
Thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, Olga.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you. I'm going to try this other caller one more time just to see if they're still wanting to talk. Area code 678-770, are you there? All right, we'll keep going. We have about 15 minutes left, and so we can, you know, get back into a particular subject. I did want to ask you something, though. You were talking about earlier, we were talking about nutrition and health, and you're being of assistance to individuals. What's the biggest resistance that you have when you're working with people?
The fix quick trick. I call it the fix quick trick. A lot of people, and I used to be in this, and then I realized this is not what I really need. And that is people will try a remedy or a new routine until they feel better, and then they'll go back to the same thing that they were doing before. And when they go back, it comes back twice as hard. It's like the scripture says, you go and do a blaspheming or a demonic act, and the demons come out 7 times 7. You know, and it's like, no, I don't need to have cramps 3 times as bad where I can't get out of bed or I can't go to work or I can't do anything because I fill my body up with a lot of stuff. Chips and junk, you know, chocolate, you know, all of that, because I don't eat all of that anymore. So it's kind of like I got to pull it out my brain. And so when I started to monitor myself and by keeping food journals and monitoring what I ate in the morning, I monitored how I went to the bathroom, how my urine smelled, what my turn around and look at my stool. It was too dark. It was green. It floated. It didn't float. You know, it makes a big difference. I begin to know, okay, so what did I eat? What did I eat? And even now, if I eat a lot of green, leafy food, it comes out green. If I eat corn, the corn comes out the way I took it in because it doesn't digest. And
Exactly.
And so people like to think, well, people that I know and I have assisted and I'm still assisting, is they'll try it for a week, 2 weeks, but if the money gets funny, I can't afford it. Well, you can't afford to be sick either. You can't afford that pain.
Exactly.
Can you, how long,
and that's the
how
biggest
long?
Lie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest lie that we have accepted and we repeat over and over again, you know, that it's expensive. But like you just said, you know, what I like to tell people is from the standpoint that, you know, the cheap stuff that you're buying, it has no nutritional value at all. It is not food.
Absolutely.
It's a food-like substance. But, you know, buying food, real food, it may seem expensive because there's no subsidies on it. You know, like the government is not giving farmers, those that are growing the vegetables that you were talking about, you know, the fruits and vegetables, they're not giving those farmers subsidies. So, you know, they can't mark their food down. They've got to go in at value. And just real quickly, I had two guys a few years back that came to me. They both were diabetic. One was about to start dialysis, and the other one simply wanted to come off of insulin, right? And so I gave them an eating plan, you know, which basically was no processed food, nothing white.
Right.
And eat fruits and vegetables. They both went to the doctor. They both were told, okay, look, you don't have to go on dialysis. Just disregard that because your numbers are so good. The other guy was able to come off of insulin. And just like you just said, they went right back to eating
back
the other way.
Yes, right.
You know, and I just
was
like, oh, man, what? One had to go into the hospital. So, I know, right? We got another caller, 862-237. Give us your name and your contribution to the program, please.
Hi, Sandy. This is Miss Worley Amiqua. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to touch on that, Sandy. You asked her a question that have she ever have a conflict or not say a conflict. I just say, you know, have basically what I'm trying to say is that has she ever had a client that rebelled against something that she said that you go back to? And I'm just going to be a have a testimony that I want to express. Okay, so I'm Issa Fury's daughter, and I'm one of her main supporters. And I'm not a guinea pig for her, but I'm an excellent student. And I used to have menstrual cramps, terrible cramps where I had to stay in the bed, hot water. And one of the regimens that she kept saying, listen, you got to stop eating cheese doodles. You got to stop eating fried foods. And you have to, you know, cleanse your body. Slow down on the wine. Because, you know, sometimes they say, oh, if you drink wine, it'll calm down your cramps and stuff. And what the thing about it was is that she started noticing that my cramps started blood clogging a little bit more than the unusual. And come to find out that she diagnosed me that I had fibroids, and it was small at the time. But because she gave me a regimen of, like, with teas and, you know, the alkaline and the acidity to change my diet, I was that oldest daughter, the rebellious one, to, you know, to be hard-headed and be like, no, I'm going to do it my way. And I was bent over for 14 days, and now these days are starting to get longer into 3 weeks, and now, you know, I have to have surgery. And so after the simple fact is that when I got so sick and tired of being in the bed or have to wear the pins, you know, when I decided to say, okay, let me try it the Empathy way, the M way, the mother way, okay?
It
relieved me so much. I had definitely had to change my diet, especially with the, like, my pressure would go up with the lettuce and stuff like that. Once, you know, when a woman's menstruating, her pressure goes up, and so I had to really change it. So everything that she's pretty much saying is the truth. Because the type of mother that said, okay, hard head is going to make a soft butt, or hard head is going to keep you in that pain. And so I once it got down to the bottom line is that if you need to change your diet, it is a must that you have to change your diet. If you say to yourself, I want to live for my next generation, change your diet.
Yeah.
You have to change your diet. When you change your diet, you're going to change the mind frame, and then your body will cooperate with you and will work with you as one. And so by me being hard-headed, that led me up to a hysterectomy, and it could have been resolved.
Yes.
And then, you know, if I was to listen to my mother, you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you can avoid major surgery if you change your diet instead of saying, okay, I'll do it for a minute, and then, okay, I'm feeling better, and now I can go back to my glass of wine or eat, you know, my fried chicken, or 2 weeks ahead, you know, I can eat whatever I want to eat. And that does not work, because then you have to come to the mental part. Okay, so, all right, if you have a hysterectomy, am I going to feel whole as a woman anymore? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those are the consequences and the things that you have to think about, especially if you're young and your menstrual is bleeding like that. So that's all I wanted to say, you know, give some type of advice like that. And it was good to hear from you again, Sandy. And once again, M. Safari, we are proud of you to have you in our family. We love you, and you are valued in our family. Peace and love.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. That is so beautiful.
So one of the other things I just want to share too is two things I want to share. But one of the things that food gives us if we are mindful and expand is that our food gives us every mineral that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, Sydney mentioned about juices. Well, if one takes turnip juice, you're getting out of turnips alone, potassium and calcium.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the major things that we need, calcium. Okay. There's other fruits and vegetables that gives us magnesium, that gives us the DNA, that gives us the B. I mean, Sandy, you know, there's a wealth of vegetables if we just take time to eat our fresh vegetables like we grew up on.
Yeah.
You know,
because let me say this right here. The food industry have bamboozled us so terribly that we think calcium comes from milk. Not. We think we get protein from meat. Not.
Mm-mm.
You know. And so all of this that they have been it's a pond, but all of this that they've been feeding us all these years is a bunch of lies, because the dairy industry is paying the lobbyists, and the meat industry is paying the lobbyists, and so they're in there and they're helping to make these laws and saying what's good and what's not, and nobody's checking them. So, you know, people are going around and they're repeating this stuff like you were saying, like the food is expensive. Hell, it ain't expensive, you know?
That pain is expensive because there's nothing that's off. Right.
Exactly.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, like, and another example, like watercress. You get calcium, you get sodium, you get magnesium. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there is nutrients. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know? So it's like we covered a lot of grounds. I hope people have gotten something out of this. But as a lifesaver, from New Life, New Lives, I just think it's imperative that we expand home survival techniques, not only with CPR, but with fire drill, you know, but what happens in natural disasters?
Indeed, yeah.
You know, what do you think? Like my family, we know in our hometown, if we're in our home state, we know where the hometown meeting places to be, even if it's totally desecrated. We know what the keywords are to survive. You meet there and you spread out, or you say certain words, because, you know, you'll know how to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
mm-hmm.
For example, Louisiana, that whole thing, Hurricane Sandy, and all of the water disasters across the country and world, you know, families are misplaced. Some families are still misplaced and never to be reestablished. That's not a good feeling. We were not designed for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, and that just brings me to a small portion, which I'm going to close at, is caregivers. Caregivers are important in our family structure. Caregivers are important in our intimate relationships, whether we're single, whether we're married, whether we have the extended family. Caregiving is extremely important, and it's extremely stressful. Even living alone can be stressful, for one. And so I have a workshop that's coming up for caregivers and also for CPR. It's a combination class that's coming up, and that will be later in this month, around, I think, the 22nd Pacific date or the 27th and 29th. Starting with the 22nd of August, 27th and 29th. That's a Thursday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And so if anyone is interested.
27th and 29th.
Right. If anyone's interested, they can reach me at my email, newlife@gmail.com, newlife, newlife@gmail.com. So that's newlife@gmail.com. Or they can reach me at 404-822-5554. 404-822-5554. And so that class, caregivers, will talk about caregivers themselves, those who take care of the carees, not the carees, not how to take care of the carees, but how to take care of yourself as a caregiver. You know, the situations that pop up that, you know, you don't know if you have a solution to or how to create a solution or how you start to feel back to normal, which is what you were doing before you start caring full-time, part-time. That's important. And we as a African-American culture, we take care of our own most of the time. We try to. But let's not forget in caring that we don't forget to care for ourselves, because situations do change. And once those situations change, what do we do? We should not be going to stress. We should not be going to stress, manic depression, or depression. So,
perfect
new
class.
Life, new
perfect
life.
Class.
Yeah.
At gmail.com. So that's going to be powerful. And Olga, I'm turning off all of my electronics tonight before I get into bed. And Zafari, thank you so much for sharing of your knowledge. And thank Sydney and your daughter. I'm sorry, I didn't write your name down, so I can't pronounce it. But thank you for being on and giving your testimony as well. So I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Join us here at Life, Love, and Wellness, Sandy Rogers Show at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. I love you.